Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 229, How to Use SEO on Your Website. SEO is search engine optimization, or in other words, the process of getting a website to rank highly on Google when somebody searches for a related term. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights, one of the twice weekly shows of Legal Nurse Podcast. SEO goes hand in hand with content marketing because you can use keywords in your content in order to help target certain search terms. In other words, by including just a few mentions of the phrase legal nurse consultant in your article on medical malpractice, you can help people who are interested in hiring you to find your website via another article. We cover content marketing in one of our early podcasts, LNP 6, when Brian Basilico talked about how to develop the know, like, and trust feelings with your clients. Use content marketing to attract attorneys to you. This is a far more efficient and effective approach than pushing yourself on them. How do you do this? Through search engine optimization, which enables you to use specific words that attorneys are searching for. Here's an example. As a legal nurse consultant, for example, you might write a blog post on how to screen a potential medical malpractice claim for merit. You'd be using SEO to help people looking for that term to find your post and then hope that attorneys reading the content will be impressed enough to hire you. The term medical malpractice is a keyword. Don't overlook the use of keywords in blog posts. Optimal keyword density, or the number of uses of the keyword within the content, is generally thought to be about 1 to 2%. SEO should also be used, though simply to ensure that your business and your website appears at the top of Google when someone searches for it. We want to ensure that when someone types in legal nurse consultant, our site will come up near the top. This way, someone who is somewhat interested in our business will be able to easily research us to find out more and possibly get in touch and hire our services. You can achieve this by using your company name throughout your site and as your URL, and by making sure you submit yourself to business directories and set up a Google Plus My Business page. All of this will help you give you further credibility as a serious brand. The single most important factor in SEO is a great website. Let's start with this single most important factor. There's no way around this. If you want to grow your traffic and grow your success, then you absolutely need to have a great website that people want to visit. That's the only way they're going to visit more than once, and it's the only way that they'll want to help you by sharing your site. What makes a great website? The first thing is that you need to offer value. That means that your visitors need to get something in return for visiting your site. Great information. That means you can't have a simple 4 or 5 page website that never changes. It also does not work to create blog posts that don't offer valuable or new information. Now, that may sound obvious, but it's something that's often overlooked. You might be surprised by just how many LNCs create websites where they provide no useful information to attorneys. They list their services, but do nothing to share their expertise. I know of an LNC who understands that she needs content on her site. She hired a writer. These writers often come from overseas and often know nothing about the subject they're writing about. The writer plagiarized another legal nurse consultant's website instead of creating original content. The legal nurse consultant was able, with persistence, to get the site owner to remove the copied material. Not blogging, not writing quality content, not paying attention to SEO does not lead to traffic to your site. The reason is obvious. These LNCs are not offering anything worthwhile or different from the other sites in the niche. They're not giving their visitors a reason to come back or to share the content with others. In short, they don't care about the posts they're making, if they're blogging at all, and this comes across in the quality of their content. You need to not only care, but to make this clear. And on top of that, you also need to show in other ways that your site is exciting. You need to show that it has a purpose and a target audience. This means coming up with a logo and a strong brand, and it means giving that brand a tagline and creating a website that ties this all together. Now you have a website that has value written all over it, and that should appeal to a specific target audience. If you can promote this in the right way, you'll be surprised at what an impact it can make to your success. People follow, read, and share sites that offer something new, that gives them something to care about, and that have been built with real passion and effort. This is Pat Iyer. Do you want to create or improve your LNC website so you can attract the right attorney client to you? This is a topic I covered in my book, How to Get More Clients: Marketing Secrets for LNCs. You don't have to figure this all out on your own. One of my newest books ramps up your knowledge of marketing with four sections: marketing foundations, marketing online, marketing with stories, and marketing with exhibiting. It's part of my Creating a Successful LNC Practice series. You may order this book at http://lnc.tips/creating-series. That's all one word. And we'll ship it right out to you. You'll get a 25% discount on the book by using the code LISTENED that tells us you heard this podcast. That link again is http://lnc.tips/creating-series and use the code LISTENED in the coupon box on checkout. Let's continue with the show. Having a great site in place is going to help you attract visitors and keep them there. Updating your site regularly and filling it with high quality content will also keep them reading and help to turn them into fans that have a genuine enthusiasm for your brand. But just because value and quality trumps marketing, that doesn't mean that you can get away without any marketing at all. This is not a case of build it and they will come. In fact, you could be handing out free gold and you would still fail if no one knew about the offer. So if you want to be successful, it's highly important that you know how to promote yourself and you know how to make sure the right attorneys find your content. What's also important then is that you optimize your site and your individual pages in order to ensure that they can be found easily. This, of course, is going to mean that you need to consider search engine optimization. SEO is the process of making a site search engine friendly, and we do that by trying to understand what Google wants to see from a website and by ticking those boxes like a checklist. Google wants sites to be fast. They're speed optimized. Google wants sites to be mobile friendly. Google wants you to use logical file names for your pages and your images. Google wants you to use meta tags in order to grow to add useful descriptions to your pages. Google wants you to use header and title tags in order to organize and structure your pages. One of the best ways to ensure that your site is optimized for Google is to use WordPress. WordPress is a free website building tool, or the CRM, that is used by the vast majority of the biggest websites on the net. It's incredibly powerful, has huge community support, and has been proven to be successful by countless other websites that have used it highly effectively. Website developers you hire should be familiar with this website building tool and able to customize it to your business needs. You also need to optimize your site and your pages in other ways. Meta descriptions will help your content when it gets shared on social media, as well as, for instance, while adding social sharing buttons can encourage people to share your content in the first place. Finally, the content will often benefit from some optimization. Now make sure you don't get this twisted. Your priority is always to ensure that your visitors enjoy the content. You must never write for Google, as the expression goes, but instead always focus on creating engaging, entertaining, useful, and valuable information. But with that said, if you want to encourage a little more exposure from search engines, then you should look for the things that people are searching for. And then you should subtly lace your search terms into the content. These are the keywords that I mentioned earlier. You can find out what keywords are in the most demand by using a keyword research tool. The point is to look for medical legal terms that are popular but aren't so highly sought after that there's too much competition. Find a popular search term that doesn't have many useful links yet, and then create something using that term a few times throughout the text, especially in the title tags, along with permutations and synonyms of that phrase. Think about the optimization you can do for the visitor. Your aim is to keep visitors on your pages as long as possible, so try to avoid putting them off with blocks of dense text. Break up things with lots of paragraphs and headers, and make sure your opening line is attention-grabbing. Both Google and real visitors appreciate content that's a little longer, too, and that includes links out to other useful resources. Blog posts or articles of around 800 to 1800 words are considered optimal. Pick topics of interest to attorneys they'll want to read and share with others. The title and the images around the page are also important for boosting this engagement. That's it for now. Grab your copy of How to Get More Clients, my book on marketing, at http://lnc.tips/creating-series. Also, be sure to request our podcast transcripts. Did you know we get every podcast transcribed? You can get these for free by going to this link, http://lnc.tips/transcripts. Why would you want them? You can read faster than you can listen, and you can quickly locate material in a transcript that you want to refer to again or review. Perhaps you were distracted when you listened to the show and you missed part of it. You'll receive a link to our archive page of past shows, and then once a month you'll get a listing of the shows for the previous month. Request the transcripts at http://lnc.tips/transcripts. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, LNCEU.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at LNCEU.com. And my last website, The LNCacademy.com is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at LNCacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.